This is Change Radio News. Today is Friday, 20 February 2026. The news is read by Rutendo Chinzara. Here are the news headlines. President Chamisa challenges Mnangagwa on proposed constitutional amendments. Ziyambi Ziyambi faces backlash over liberation comments in the constitution bill. Journalist Blessed Mhlanga threatened over UN address. And now for the news in detail. Citizens leader President Nelson Chamisa has challenged Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa over proposed constitutional changes. In a post on X, President Chamisa addressed Mr. Mnangagwa as the listening president. He said a true constitutionalist should not fear elections or avoid the will of the people. President Chamisa also questioned why Mr. Mnangagwa would be scared of the people of Zimbabwe if he claims to have public support. He urged him to stop what he described as attempts to murder the constitution. The remarks come amid ongoing debate over proposed changes to the country's supreme law. Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi, who is spearheading the constitutional amendment bill, is facing criticism after claiming Zimbabwe's liberation struggle was not about one man, one vote, but mainly about land restoration. Legal and political commentators argue that majority rule and universal suffrage were central to independence. The remarks come amid debate over Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 3, which proposes changes to presidential tenure in the electoral cycle. Opponents argue that any adjustment to term limits would require a referendum, while Ziyambi maintained that the proposed changes do not automatically trigger the process. Journalist Blessed Mhlanga has received threats after addressing press freedom concerns at a United Nations convention in Geneva. Mhlanga spoke at a gathering linked to the United Nations where he highlighted challenges facing journalists in Zimbabwe. Following his address, members and supporters of ZANU-PF reportedly criticized his remarks. Businessman Wikinyo Chivayo posted controversial comments on social media suggesting harsh measures against government's critics, including opposition figures such as Advocate Fadzai Mahere. The remarks have drawn concern from civil society groups who say such statements amount to intimidation and undermine democratic debate. A heated debate has emerged over the proposed Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 3. During a Twitter space hosted by SideZW, constitutional lawyer Justice Marvin Geze clashed with exiled former minister Jonathan Moyo over plans to extend the president's term. Moyo argued the proposal merely lengthens the term and does not require a referendum. Mavengeze disagreed, citing constitutional provisions and a previous court ruling, and questioned whether the Attorney General's office is properly advising Mnangagwa. The debate highlights growing controversy over the proposed constitutional changes. The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has ordered all financial institutions to urgently review and slash their bank charges. In a decisive move, RBZ Governor John Mushayavanu instructed banks to reduce fee structures, warning that the sector has come under heavy scrutiny and criticism over escalating costs. The directive signals a major policy shift aimed at restoring public confidence and deepening financial inclusion. Authorities are increasingly concerned that high transaction costs are driving depositors away from the formal banking system, undermining efforts to formalize the economy. Banks are now expected to implement reduced fee structures that reward savings, particularly in the current low inflation environment. ZANU-PF affiliate musicians for ED chairperson Tinashe Gonzara, popularly known as T.I. Gonz, has been sentenced to 10 months in prison after police found Daka and Bronchitis cough syrup in his car. The incident occurred on February 2 at Mopedzanamo in Harare after he allegedly ignored a red traffic light. He was convicted on multiple counts, fined $100 for driving without a license, and received a custodial sentence with 2 months suspended on condition of good behavior. Mbizo MP Koban Madzivanyika has urged Zimbabweans to reject Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 3, which proposes extending President Emmerson Mnangagwa's term to 2030 and allowing traditional leaders to participate in politics. He argues the bill entrenches executive power and undermines citizens' aspirations. Political commentator Dr. Masimba Mavaza says proposed constitutional changes risk damaging Zimbabwe's international standing and democratic credentials, warning of potential consequences for re-engagement efforts. The government is set to roll out a nationwide dog vaccination program after securing 650,000 rabies vaccine doses from Botswana. Authorities say the campaign will target hotspots and border areas near national parks. Two children who survived yesterday's Ingwe bus accident in Makado along the N1 remain in the hospital. Their parents are feared dead, and authorities are appealing for information to help identify relatives. Let's hear more from the following.
And you could debat about Mascara Seva Beric Vana Avamukona Dova Naga Pona Patsaona. Ye bus raitika kuseni kwa nhasi kunze kwakuedza muSouth Africa panonzi paIngwe pagomo takatsaona iyo vana ava vari muchipatara cheSilom havarwari havana kukuvara asi hapana nezvavabereki vavo saka fambisaiwo vanavo kumagurupu amunavo kana pana asi vo mwana uyu havana mubereki izvo zvekuchipatara kwavari uku kune muzimbabwe ari kuchipatara ikoko ane mwana wake ndiye akatoona vanava kana togara zvedu naye kuno uku tiri kunonzi kudzanani venda njelele mulimpopo vanhu vari muSilom hospital ndo mavari havarwari havana kukuvara asi havana vabereki tichitofunza kuti maybe vabereki vacho vakatsakatika asi vari muchipatara pakatogwa vanhu vachiwa muzvipatara inhaye ndo pavakatogwa vanavo ndatenda so enye vanhu kuudzai taura neaudio sori yenyu fambisaiwo nyaya iyi yevanavo mavane vekuzimbabwe avo.
In news from local communities, some village heads in Bubi district say they remain unrecognized and unpaid despite performing key governance roles in their communities. The village heads, many appointed in resettlement areas during the land reform program around 2001, say they have saved for years without salaries, official badges, or formal recognition. Chief Mashane Kumalo, president of the National Chiefs Council, says most villages in these areas have not been paid since 2004. Analysts say the situation raises questions about the status and legitimacy of some traditional leadership appointments, as such roles are typically hereditary and linked to defined jurisdictions. In international news, A Kenyan intelligence report has revealed that more than 1,000 Kenyans have been recruited to fight for Russia in the Ukraine war. The report submitted to Parliament on Wednesday says 89 Kenyans are currently on the front lines. At least one has died and several others have returned home injured or traumatized. Parliament's Majority Leader Kimani Ichung'wah described a deeply disturbing network of rogue state officials allegedly colluding with human trafficking syndicates. Recruits, mainly ex-military and unemployed youth, were promised monthly pay of up to $2,400. Instead, many were sent to the front lines after minimal training. Kenya's foreign minister is due to visit Moscow next month to discuss the issue. Authorities say investigations continue with further arrests expected. And finally, in sports news, the Mighty Warriors have kicked off their COSAFA Women's Championship campaign with a winning start. Zimbabwe beat Eswatini 2-0 in their opening Group B match in Polokwane, South Africa yesterday. Striker Prinsen Rwanda broke the dreadlock in the 38th minute before veteran forward Rutendo Makore sealed the win early in the second half. Christabel Katona, who provided both assists, was named player of the match. Head coach Sitetelewe Siwanda praised the team's resilience, noting the victory is even more impressive given that the players are in the off-season. The win set up Zimbabwe nicely for tougher group matches ahead against Zambia and Botswana. Finishing top of the group would guarantee a semi-final berth. To end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. President Chamisa challenges Mnangagwa on proposed constitutional amendments. Ziyambi Ziyambi faces backlash over liberation comments and the constitution bill. Journalist Blessing Mutlanga threatened over UN address. And that concludes our bulletin for today. We thank you for listening. From myself, Rotendo Chinzara, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a good night.